This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
We've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. And you can, of course, call in and take control of the airwaves. That's the point of Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. So you can join us online, by the way, anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. You can actually create the content right there on the front page of the site. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their websites. Ours is free. So go and enjoy. You can grab archives that go back for a decade. All of it free over at freetalklive.com. So in the last hour, in case you're just now tuning in, I said we're going to talk about this pirate radio story. And then coming up, secession. There's been a new poll about secession, and Daryl, you've got some of the details on that.
Yes.
Which I think is
some of the details. I wish I had more.
Maybe we'll get that.
Unfortunately, the polling company did not release all of the information.
We'll get into
that. I hate when they do that.
The Federal Communications Commission is handing down a $15,000 penalty to a Worcester man. That's how they pronounce it up here. It's spelled like Worcester, but it's Worcester.
Yeah, that's why I never can pronounce Worcestershire sauce correctly, because there's so many vowels and syllables in there that aren't supposed to be pronounced, and nobody really knows how it's pronounced, so I just, add in some extra syllables to screw with people.
So, he's been running an unlicensed radio station, allegedly. The FCC announced the fine against Mr. Vasco Obroni for the 102.3 megahertz station on January 19th in a forfeiture order. The penalty, the penalty represents the full amount proposed in the notice of apparent liability for forfeiture and is based on the full base forfeiture amount as well as an upward adjustment reflecting Mr. Oberoni's decision to continue his misconduct after being warned that his actions violated the Act and the Commission's rules. The order reads: the Enforcement Bureau of the FCC issued Oberoni a notice of apparent liability on November 10th, and on December 8th, he sought an appeal. Oberoni could not be reached by phone or email on Friday. The radio station, which has a studio location of 52 Ward Street, is still playing music.
So, let me see if I understand this correctly.
Mm.
There's a guy down in Worcester, Mass.
Yep.
That's running an FM radio station, 102.3.
That's right.
And he isn't just, here's a transmitter and a, tape deck or MP3 player attached to it. He has a studio for his undocumented broadcast facility.
Yes, it appears that he does, and it also appears as though he's got himself a website. It is rockfmonline.com. When you go to the site, at the top left, there's a logo, Rock FM 102.3, the voice of truth. There's one of those little graphic switcher things that kind of every couple seconds goes to a different graphic.
Right, right.
Worcester, number one African station. Feel the energy of the Rock FM family. That's one of the... And then feel the energy to the best radio station in Worcester, MA Rock FM 102.3. Morning show starts at... And then they give a phone number. Apparently you can call in to the morning show. Studio location, 52 Ward Street. So they advertise right on their website where the location is. And here's the kicker. The studio location is in a church.
Woohoo!
Right, so now you've got two real clear First Amendment issues here. Number one, freedom of speech, which is an issue on anyone's right to broadcast their opinion. And then number two, freedom of religion, which again is another First Amendment issue where you should have the right to a religious right, especially to broadcast your opinion.
And I'm looking at Amendment 1 right now on this metal Bill of Rights, and you actually have the rights backwards. there. Freedom of religion is the first named right.
Oh, I wasn't ordering them in any.
And then freedom
order.
Of speech is the second of five named rights in the First Amendment.
Mr. Oberani.
And most people forget that there are five rights recognized by the First Amendment.
The right to petition for redress of grievances, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom to assemble, and
freedom of the press.
Freedom of the press. There you go. I always mix that one up with free speech. It all just kind of feels like free speech to me. Mr. Oberani, quote, this is from the order. This is the FCC's order. Mr. Oberani has apparently not terminated operation of his unlicensed broadcast station on 102.3 megahertz in Worcester, Mass. The order reads, continuing, it says, specifically on December 13th, 2016, two agents from the Boston field office traveled to Worcester and confirmed that Mr. Oberani's unlicensed radio broadcast station was still operating on 102.3 megahertz from the same location identified in the NAL, which is the Notice of Apparent Liability. So that's what they do the first time they come find your station. Now, they always have to respond to a complaint. So if you put a pirate radio station on the air, you put an unlicensed station on the air, and no one complains, you got no problem. The FCC is not going to mess with you because they don't have listening posts. They're not monitoring anywhere for pirate radio broadcasts. They specifically have to resort to a complaining party.
But I'll tell you who does listen. The people that have jumped through the hoops and hurdles and paid tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars for the right to broadcast.
In this case, it's not in this story, but in one of the other, this is from MassLive, I forgot to mention that, masslive.com. In one of the industry stories, they do mention that there is apparently a licensed broadcaster at like 102.5, so just a couple of tenths of a megahertz away. So, you know, if you're going to have a pirate radio station, it's always best to not locate it right next door. On the band, if you will, to one of the existing stations that could cause some bleed over. It could be something that is going to bring attention to you faster than otherwise might be. But that's not to say that the broadcasters in your area won't find you anyway. But right. Certainly if you start stepping on their toes, you're more likely to get found out and reported quicker. So anyway, back to the story here. 102.3's website describes the station as Worcester's number one African radio station. All your best Afrobeat, Azonto, Highlife, Gospel, and Entertainment. Get all your news stories straight from Ghana with all the great interviews. Unquote. The forfeiture notice said that Oberani's appeal did not attempt to rebut any of the facts the FCC presented or offer any information that would lead the FCC to consider lowering the monetary value of the forfeiture. Quote, we take this opportunity to once again warn Mr. Oberani that operation of a radio transmitting equipment without a valid radio station authorization constitutes a violation of federal law and could subject Mr. Oberani to severe penalties, including but not limited to further substantial monetary fines and in rem arrest action against the offending radio equipment, and criminal sanctions, including imprisonment, the order reads.
Hold on. So can you read the phrase that they used of what they're going to do to the offending radio equipment?
They will conduct an in rem arrest action against it.
Right. So the in rem, that's the term.
Latin.
That, okay.
Let me see what that actually means. In rem is needs made or availing against or affecting a thing, and therefore other people generally imposing a general liability.
Okay, yeah, that was the term that sort of threw me off
right.
To where I was like, wait, what are they
doing? So they basically repeated themselves. They said an in
quote
rem,
unquote, offending equipment, as if the equipment itself
is being arrested,
is somehow, you know, able to offend or be offensive.
Well, so they're actually it's kind of a repetitive statement. If in rem means something that is made against a thing, that basically means against. So they said an in rem arrest action against the offending radio equipment. They basically said we're going to against arrest this radio equipment. But that's
yeah. There are people that, you know, they know enough Latin phrases to be dangerous,
yeah,
and then they don't use them properly.
So, and one of the things that they generally do with radio people who are broadcasting without a license is they will take their equipment. Now, so if you keep it up, there is a chance that the FCC will come in with local police, and they will come in and they will take your stuff. Now, I've never heard, now that doesn't mean it's never happened, but I've done looking into this. You know, I've been fascinated by pirate radio since I was a teenager, so I've spent about 20 years off and on kind of learning about that world, and I don't know of anybody that's ever been arrested for it. I just don't know. Now, maybe if you know a story, I'd love to hear about it. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, but they also said that these things could happen. Not that they will happen. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-3494. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-960-3494. Call 1-800-960-3494. 1-800-960-3494.
Offer not valid in all states where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 67cash.com. And you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Hey, how about you can get my pillow for half price? I'm not going to sell you my pillow. That's the product. It's MyPillow.com. Use code FTL to get the special offer of half off of one MyPillow or two for the price of one. It's a great pillow, and I think you'll think that it's the best pillow you've ever used. If you don't, you can just send it back, and they'll send you your purchase price back because they stand behind their product, and they also give it a 10-year warranty. So you get 60 days to decide whether you like it or not, and then 10 years, it's going to stay in good shape. In fact, you can wash it. You can put it in your washer and dryer. It's actually designed for that. It's also designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position so you can sleep better. You go to MyPillow.com, code FTL. Get you the special offer of one pillow at half price or two for the price of one. MyPillow.com with code FTL. As we continue here, we're going to go back into your calls in a moment, but just a quick correction before we'll talk more about the pirate radio station here in a bit. But a quick correction, Daryl, I had said I didn't know of anybody who's been arrested for running a pirate radio station, and you have an example.
Yes, there were a pair of people, Sean Bruce and Solomon Malka, arrested for running a pirate radio station in Brooklyn and charged with a Class A misdemeanor, unauthorized radio transmission. Now, interesting story here because the only news that I can find at all is that they were arrested. There is nothing at all about whether or not these people were convicted of anything, whether they pled guilty to anything, whether they were murdered in prison.
I mean, that's typical. I mean, most news media very rarely follows up on a case. They're not going to keep paying attention after the initial arrest. So I'm not surprised by that. But I'm glad you brought that up because it reminded me, I totally spaced out. I don't know if any, I'm going to correct my statement. I don't know if anyone who's been arrested for running a pirate radio station outside of Florida and New York. And the reason why I corrected that is because New York and Florida are the two of the 50 states, and I don't believe there are any others that have passed this, but there are two states, and those are the two, where it is actually illegal, misdemeanor crime, to operate an unlicensed radio station. Now, I know the FCC really wants those laws to get passed in every state, because the FCC themselves, I do not believe they have the ability to make an arrest against somebody for running a pirate radio station. That's why in their threatening letter here to Vasco, the operator, the alleged operator of the station in Worcester, Mass., that's why in their letter to him, they say that they will conduct an in rem arrest action against not him, but the offending radio equipment.
Now, we do know that in Keene, New Hampshire, where we live, there's a city ordinance that could be used to wind up, you know, going after a pirate radio operator.
Really?
Because apparently there's a city ordinance that basically says that it's a violation of city ordinance to violate a federal law or regulation.
Hmm.
And we know that because we knew a guy that may or may not have been operating an undocumented broadcast facility that he got a visit from the code enforcer.
Fred Parcells.
It wasn't Fred.
No, it was the other guy.
The other guy. Okay. And, you know, he was like, have I violated a municipal thing? Yeah, right here, violation to do something that's federally illegal.
Which, of course, could result in a civil fine against you, but not jail time. And so, the threat here from the FCC also suggests that he could be imprisoned. But again, I don't know of any examples of that having ever happened outside of New York and Florida. We'll get back into the story, though, if we get the chance. We're going to your calls and thoughts first. Edward in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Edward.
Hello. How are you tonight?
Good. You're on the air.
Oh, great. Thanks. I was calling tonight. I'm a North Jersey coordinator for New Jersey Oathkeepers.
Okay.
And during the last election, we got vilified for being associated with a congressman who unfortunately threw us under the bus, and then he didn't get reelected. But the whole reason we got vilified was because the New Jersey Office of Homeland Security and preparedness had us on some kind of a terror watch list, as if we were a threat to the citizenry of New Jersey, you know, as if we're a militia or something. You know?
That's ridiculous.
I don't know much about the oath keepers. We are former and currently serving law enforcement, and anybody that's taken the oath, sworn that sacred oath to the Constitution.
It's not just former or currently serving law enforcement. It's also former military, as I understand it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You can go to our website if you want to follow along. It's NewJerseyOathKeepers.org.
Yeah, one of our co-hosts, Chris, who's on Thursday nights, is an Oath Keeper. So, yeah, we're pretty familiar with the Oath Keepers.
I'll have to call in on Thursday.
Sure. Not a problem.
Yeah.
So you just were calling to share that the state of New Jersey has basically been, bad-mouthing your organization?
Well, yeah, they put us on this list based on some misinformation that they received from the Southern Poverty Law Center and from the ADL and Mother Jones Magazine, you know, and there's no due process for the membership, you know, to... You know, for us to say, well, wait a second, how can you put me on this list? You're saying that I'm a threat to my community, but I'm no threat. You know, I'm a law-abiding citizen that teaches others about the Constitution. So,
well, you are a threat then. You are a threat.
Exactly.
If you're teaching people about people about their rights, then you are a threat to the system. I mean, by definition, they can't have that.
Absolutely. Yeah, of course. And we realize that, and that is one of the the downsides to it. But actually, it's an upside because that means we're doing our job if they're coming after us.
That is exactly right. As they say, you don't take flack unless you're over the target. Hey, Edward, good luck. Let us know if anything develops out there. I appreciate your call here tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
And I'm just surprised that people still pay attention to the Southern Poverty Law Center, because they keep doing this stuff to where every couple of years they'll come out with, you know, like the Patriot List.
Right.
And they claim in their preface that we're not saying that the people on this list are dangerous per se, but they're on the list because people that support these things are dangerous. Well, which is it? Are you saying that people on the list are dangerous or they're not dangerous? Because you can't have it both ways.
Yeah. Didn't Alex Jones make that list before?
I believe InfoWars has been on that list.
So maybe what they're saying is that Alex Jones isn't dangerous, but some of his fans are.
Yeah. I actually facilitated a hidden camera interview with the director of the SPLC.
Really?
And I made the list.
No kidding!
Even though they've not updated the media name from the old name. But wait, FPP is still on the list.
No way! I didn't realize that. Wow, that's like a badge of honor, man. Congratulations.
But their research is horrible because they never changed it to Free Press Publications.
Right. You know, they always... If they screw up your name, then...
Yeah.
All bets are off. 855-450-FREE. You can join us on Free Talk Live.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based only upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Dial in, toll free, join us on the radio waves here. Our number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Daryl.
We've been talking about pirate radio. One of my favorite topics for a long time. Since I was a teenager, I'd been fascinated by pirate radio. And you know what? I don't really know what got me into it. I think it was just kind of like a long process of being like a radio geek when I was growing up, like a radio rat. My dad was, he did like hi-fi repair. He could fix things, fix electronic devices. So I'd kind of always been around radio to some extent. And at some point I learned what pirate radio was and became very, very interested in it, interested in the idea of being able to broadcast what you wanted without having to ask permission and just kind of take into the airwaves. It was a very freeing kind of idea. And, of course, at that time in my life, I was also just kind of coming out of statism and learning about freedom and really just all kind of gelled at the right time for me. I ultimately decided that when I was a teenager, obviously I couldn't run a pirate radio station for my parents' house, so I decided, well, rather than do a pirate radio station, I'll just go ahead and get into actual broadcast radio to learn about the business side and, learn how radio works, and then maybe at some point, could strike out and do the pirate thing. And what I ended up doing was creating LRN.FM later on. That is our little internet network that is also available on satellite, which we openly encourage people to rebroadcast. And so if you want to learn more about how to actually start your own pirate radio station, then you can go to station.lrn.fm, and that will take you to a very detailed write-up that I made a few years ago about some specific equipment recommendations and kind of the basics that you need to know to be a good pirate radio operator. You don't want to be somebody, as I was mentioning earlier, who steps on somebody else's toes.
Right.
You don't want to be a bad neighbor, so to speak, on the radio spectrum. And that brings us back to our story here in Worcester, Mass. The reason why this guy's a hero is because he hasn't shut down. They have threatened him with a what's called a notice of apparent liability, and that's the FCC. That's the piece of paper that they will send to somebody that they believe is running a pirate radio station, and usually the way they figure this out is they send a crew to town. In this case, some guys came over from Boston. They used radio finding triangulation equipment to locate the general vicinity of the transmitter, and they can get pretty darn close to exactly where
right.
it is. So they found the location of it. They found, you know, which building it was, and somehow determined who it was that they believed was responsible for that operation, and then noticed that person of, hey, we think you're liable for running this unlicensed radio station. You better stop, or else we could get serious. And usually at that point, if you go ahead and stop, they'll leave you alone.
Right.
Because they just want you to obey. They want you to not get into the business of competing with the licensed stations. Otherwise, the licensed stations will start asking, well, you know, if you guys aren't going to do anything about this person, why the hell did we ask you for permission to run a radio station?
Right.
And so it's, as you pointed out, Daryl, it's almost always the existing licensees who threaten pirate radio broadcasters.
Right, because why would I, as a listener, care whether or not the facility is licensed? Maybe I heard the F-bomb, and I'm one of the people that, oh, I can't believe they said that, so I call up the local FCC office.
Yep.
I was listening to 102.3, and they called themselves the Rock of Worcester, and I heard the F-bomb at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And then the FCC looks, and they're, well, we don't have anything licensed at 102.3.
And they come out and check on it.
And then they come check.
Right.
Or it's somebody that, you know, hey, we've got 102.1, and there's a little crossover here,
yep.
and we know that there's nobody licensed at 102.3, but that's
yep.
where the frequency is coming from. We want you to go check on that.
Right. And so,
the first of those examples that I gave is somebody that's not necessarily calling to complain about a pirate station. They're just calling to
content.
Complain about a station.
Which is why some pirate operators don't actually like all the content on LRN.FM, because some of it is profane.
Yes.
And that is kind of like a dead giveaway that you're not listening to a licensed radio station.
Yes.
But regardless, there's a little bit more here from the story that I think we should focus on. So they threatened him with a notice of apparent liability, which basically says, hey, look, you shut down or else we could fine you up to $10,000, or some large amount of money like that.
Right.
And he didn't shut down, which is what makes him really unique, because there aren't very many people who, when faced with a threat from the federal government involving possible imprisonment and fines, who will stand strong in the face of that threat. And this guy is. So it's not like he didn't get the notice, because he wrote back, because you could say, oh, well, he never got the notice. Well, he wrote back to them and tried to appeal their decision. Now, just to be clear, that doesn't ever work. So I don't know how much research this guy has done. Doesn't seem like he's done that much on operating unlicensed radio station.
Right.
But there is no appeals process with the FCC. Basically, if you are trying to go through some sort of legalistic process, then all you can really do is tell them that you are a licensed broadcaster and show them the proof. That would be the only way to get them off your back at that point. So you don't just get to just say, well, I'm appealing this. No, that's not going to work. And in fact, what they did when he said he was appealing was a month later, they came back. And then they, or not, I don't know if it was a month later, but later they came back and they found the station was still operating. And now they've noticed him again with what's called a forfeiture order, and they're saying, all right, well, Now you're still operating? Now you owe us $15,000. And if you continue to operate, then we may then, and they say could, we
right.
could subject Mr. Oberoni to severe penalties, including but not limited to further substantial monetary fines. So he already owes $15,000.
Correct.
And in rem arrest action against the offending radio equipment and criminal sanctions, including imprisonment. Now, I don't know for sure how this works because I've never seen an example of it. But I believe that from the research that I've done, from what I've read, there's a guy, I think his name is Stephen Dunifer, and he's operated Free Radio Berkeley out in Berkeley, California for many years. And this guy, like, teaches people how to build their own radio equipment and, like, will do a class on, you know, you pay this amount of money, you come to class, and you walk out with a radio transmitter kind of thing. So he's really into it. And so he's obviously done a lot of research over the years. Older guy, a lot of experience at doing this stuff and at continuing to broadcast and keep broadcasting even after getting raided by the FCC. And he said in one of his papers that he wrote up on the topic that he believes that the reason why you can't find evidence of the FCC prosecuting someone is because they never have. And that he speculates that the reason why they never have is because they don't want to be subject to a free speech defense in court. So basically, the theory is that the FCC is like this paper tiger. I mean, not quite, because they can still steal your stuff. But the FCC can come in, take your stuff, and then, you know, shake their saber at you and say, you better pay up, you dirty pirate, or we're going to do something nasty to you.
Right.
But then ultimately, if you don't pay the fines, I mean, obviously, what they do is they actually give you a bunch of options for payment. Like, you can send us a money order. You can call up with a credit card number. Here's all the ways you can pay this $15,000 fine we've just assessed against you. But if you don't do it, is my understanding, and please, if you know of something else about this, correct me if I'm wrong, because I don't know for sure. But my understanding is that if they want to try to collect on that fine, like, they can keep saying, you need to pay this. But if they actually want to collect on it, they have to go to the Justice Department, and they have to bring some sort of case against you, civil case, or I don't know if there's a criminal penalty. I don't think there is a criminal. I mean, they say here criminal sanctions, but I don't think there's actually a federal law against this, specifically, as far as criminal law. So they, I believe, have to bring a case against you and get a judge to say, you, Mr. Perry, owe the FCC $15,000. Then if you don't pay the $15,000, you would be in contempt of court. But until you get an order like that, it's just the government bureaucracy sending you invoices, basically.
Yeah.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Am I wrong about this? I sure hope not, but if you know something, let us know. It's Free Talk Live.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-939-4839. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-939-4839. 1-800-939-4839.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our gold and silver investors guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A+ rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. 561-5570.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain. There's enough time here for you if you want to dial in right now. We're talking pirate radio. It's Ian and Daryl with you in the studio tonight. Don't forget to check more Daryl out over at his website, libertylobby.info. We just wrapped up week number 3 at the State House here in New Hampshire. It's your first year officially as a lobbyist.
Yes.
And you've done this work before, but you just weren't a lobbyist, meaning you weren't getting paid.
Correct.
To try to influence the state legislature.
Correct. And
now you're barely getting paid.
Right. One of the definitions of lobbyist is that you seek and receive funding to speak to legislators, attempt to influence legislation. So if you go up on your own dime,
which I do,
and nobody is giving you anything for doing it, then you are not a lobbyist. But as soon as somebody gives you money, you are now a lobbyist, and you have to pay $50 a year and wear a nice little orange badge.
Right. So I should refuse any money that you try to give me.
If it's that I'm giving you the money for doing
lobbying.
That.
I see.
But if it's I'm paying for gas money,
right?
Then, well, I'm not giving you money.
It's not my car anyway, so you can put money in the car. It's somebody else's. It's, you know, corporation's car.
Right.
So,
if I pay you for a service that assists me, then you are not a lobbyist.
Okay, got it. Well, anyway, you can contribute to Daryl's efforts at libertylobby.info. We talked earlier about people who love the ideas of liberty but maybe feel stuck where they are. They can't move to New Hampshire, or maybe you can't get here anytime soon. You want to have an influence on things? Well, Daryl's your guy. He's trying to influence things, and I'd say doing a pretty good job of it so far here. And if you want to see some of the videos, you can go to libertylobby.info. There's also the Liberty Lobby, lobby category on freekeen.com. And I'm putting these videos up on the weekend usually because that's
right.
When I have enough time to really kind of crank those out. So we'll do that. There was a hearing today about Bitcoin as well, And when we go to these hearings, we don't know how it's going to turn out. We're just speaking to these committees on these issues. Later, they then make decisions as to whether to move the bill ahead or try to kill it.
Right. And or turn it into a study committee, and you actually recorded a subcommittee hearing yesterday where the original bill was to create a study committee. And they're wanting to amend that to create a study commission, which includes people that are not state representatives or senators.
Which could be a good thing.
Yes, also, because it allows more voices to be heard.
Unfortunately, it will also allow the police's voices to be heard, but the issue is prostitution.
Right, but the police are going to definitely be allowed to speak to a study committee anyway.
Good point.
Because study committees and study commissions are not required to allow input from the general public. They allow testimony at the discretion of the chair.
And they'll almost always give that discretion to bureaucrats.
Yes.
All right. So
and a lot of times to lobbyists.
So stay up to date with what's going on here in the political scene of New Hampshire in the State House by going to libertylobby.info. And if you like what Daryl is doing, then you can contribute to it. So let's go to the phones, to your calls and thoughts, actually to Skype, where David is on the line in North Carolina. Go ahead, David.
Hey, how's it going?
Welcome, sir.
About pirate radio,
yeah.
I'm not sure if this is a project that you all are familiar with, but it's out on GitHub. It's a Python script called PyFM, and basically it runs on the Raspberry Pi. Okay. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
Yes, I have one in the studio.
Sweet. But yeah, anybody with this $25 Raspberry Pi computer that runs this script can turn their Pi into an FM transmitter.
How is that even possible?
So what they do is they have this this script that will oscillate one of the GPIO pins. I think it's like pin 4.
Okay.
At X frequency. So that has the effect of inducing a current into the wire that comes off of the pin, and that turns it into an antenna. And evidently, this thing has the official range is 10 meters, but the people are reporting that it comes in very well up to 100 meters away. So you've got one laying around the house, or you've got $25 laying around, get you a little Raspberry Pi computer, get this script, and be like a, I don't know, like an apartment house broadcaster.
That's pretty cool. So are they selling antennas that you plug into the Pi?
No need to do that. Just get a piece of like copper wire, like I don't know, somewhere.
I see.
I don't even think you need one, but of course, antenna is always good, having more antenna.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Speaking of antennas, what's that really weird antenna that Chris bought? Chris, our Thursday night co-host,
bought some kind
of antenna that he's able to plug into his phone or his tablet and then pick up all kinds of things.
Yeah. Oh,
That's the one of those software-defined radios.
Yeah, SDR.
Yeah, and those work really good, and you can use one of those that are like $20 on a Raspberry Pi. And run RTL, SDR, or something like that. But, yeah, I thought it was sort of kind of appropriate. I was, sitting around the house playing with the Pi, and they were talking about pirate radio, and I was like, go check out the page on GitHub. It's Pi, that's Papa Indigo FM.
It'd be cool for somebody that just wants to kind of fool around and maybe have a little radio transmitter for their web or for their home, as you were saying. I mean, you're not going to likely be heard beyond next door.
But if you've got, like, a handful of them and spread them around like seeds of liberty, right, and just...
I don't think that would be worth the time.
Well, there have been people here in Keene that have talked about, getting some kind of disposable transmitter thing.
Yeah.
$25.
Yeah, but I mean, for $25, I mean, look, if you spend a little bit of money, you can get a 30 watt or 50 watt transmitter, put a decent antenna up, and then you can cover a whole town. I mean, pretty easily. But obviously, then the FCC is a risk.
And the theory is, if you have enough of these little small transmitters all over the place,
you'd have to have a lot of them.
It makes it more difficult to locate.
But you would have to have so many. I mean, number one, it's almost impossible to find somebody who's willing to locate a pirate radio transmitter at their house. So the idea that you're going to be able to find 1,000 people who are willing to put one of these transmitters in their house or 100 of them.
And you see, what you do is you go to, like, all of the city-owned parks, and then you put them there and, you know, hide them and use their electricity.
Yeah, I mean, if you could reach 3 or 4 people, you know, or if you're in an apartment complex, maybe more. I mean, how many do you really need? And you might even have one just laying around, I don't know.
And then your next-door neighbor starts having problems with their microwave.
Not at the wattage we're talking about here. I mean, we're talking about a very low wattage device. I mean, yeah, I see what you're saying. An apartment building, okay, maybe that would work. It would be interesting to experiment with just to see what happens. Wouldn't have to worry about RF interference.
Yeah, there are a lot of RF type of how-tos and experiments you can do with the Pi, like you were talking about the Realtek SDR stuff. That's really cool. I do a lot of that, like police scanner stuff, as it were. And you could turn it into a transmitter, which it's sitting around gathering dust anyways. Spread the ideas of liberty while it's just sitting there.
Cool, man. Yeah, I'm not trying to shoot it down or anything like that. I think that, you know, for somebody who wants to just kind of try it out on a small scale, that's a good way to kind of get started and fool around. But if you really want to spread the ideas of liberty, you're going to have to put a few watts behind it so people can actually listen to it when they're in their car and they're driving around. Because the bulk of radio listenership is in-car radio listenership. Like, the super majority of people who listen to the radio are doing it on the way to work or on the way home from work. And with little transmitters like that, you're never gonna reach those people. So you would only be able to reach somebody who happens to be sitting at home listening to a radio, which is probably people over the age of 65. And, you know, while you don't want to leave those people out of your outreach,
probably the demographic that still listen to the radio in their car. I don't remember the last time I listened to the radio in my car.
Oh, we listened today. Daryl and I listened today while we were driving to Concord.
Yeah. So, I mean, that might even be increasingly irrelevant. But
it's common for radio, for internet geeks to believe that radio is increasingly irrelevant. But according to some of the studies that they publish, now obviously they're industry studies, but according to some of the studies, there's like supposedly 90%+ of Americans will listen to radio at some point over any given week. Now, whether that's because they've chosen to do it or because they, are like in a Starbucks or something like that, I don't know if it breaks it down that far. But radio is a very, very, you know, effective medium to reach a large amount of people, which is why this is really good activism to get the ideas of liberty on the air. And plus, if there's something on the radio that's hard to get in other ways, then you might actually find that people will sort of make a point of listening to that. Hey, thanks, David, for your call and the suggestion. That's the Pi FM. That's what you recommended here tonight. People who are into computer geekery and radio, I think, will find that very interesting. All right, so we'll see you tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. And again, to learn more about unlicensed broadcasting, check out station.lrn.fm. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with Hostgator, one of the top hosting companies. Hostgator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to hostgator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. Hostgator.com/FTL.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing.
See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.